Com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about this long history of what's going on over there in Ukraine, Russia, the war hopefully coming to an end here soon. This has got a lot of meat to it. I mean, you're in the weeds big time.
That's why I told you. It is a weedy thing. And even myself, let me admit this. Russia invades a couple of years ago during the Biden administration. Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
They invade the Ukraine. I said, whoa, this is an act of naked aggression. Well, yes, I'm not in favor of that. No way.
Sure.
And I'm not an apologist for Putin. However, there is a long history here, and the Russian people, by and large, support what he's doing because they view it in ancient terms, in centuries, that Kiev at one time was kind of the center of the Russian culture. And over the centuries, it's you know, a little bit closer to Europe, and Moscow grew up and became the capital, and there's a separation, but not totally. I mean, they still view, the Russians, that the Ukraine is a part. By the way, that's why, you ever notice they call it the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Ukraine? The Ukraine, the word means borderland. It's kind of on the edge, and they viewed it as a part of Russia. Now,
like how we here in the United States will refer to the western states or the eastern states or, you know, the southern states, that we always geographically describe it by adding the word the in front of it. So this is the same way they're operating. That's the way they see it. They view it over there.
The Russians, not the Ukrainians. Most.
Okay.
To my knowledge.
Sure.
Most of the Ukrainians view themselves as Ukrainian, not Russian. I think that's pretty, but not
all of them. Is that a generational thing? Like just the most recent generation? That's how they feel. They view themselves.
The most recent generations, the last 100 years or so. See, we're going back.
Okay.
We're going back not to the 9th century.
Right.
You know, that's one thing that we we really in America. There's a lot of long history here. And so when I my first thought was, okay, are we, you know, Ukraine is, we got to protecting people's independence here. But
sure.
the more you read about it, it's not quite that clear here. It's just not quite as clear. And I'm not for Russia. Now, I wanted to address this because now with what's going on, you know, the UN, you know, want to condemn Russia and UN resolution. Oh, the UN's resolution, they always really positively affect things. And we voted against it. We said, no, we're not going to do it. Why? Why would we, under the Trump administration, would we not condemn Russia? Here's my opinion why. President Trump is trying to bring peace. He's trying to not insult right now at this sensitive time President Putin. And he's not going to trash completely Zelensky, but he's going to say, you know, he said something, you know, kind of said maybe he had part of the, he was part of the problem too. He said it in stronger terms of that. But President Trump is trying to negotiate a peace here. If you want Russia to sign a peace treaty and stop the war, it doesn't help to insult them right now. We can, you know, President Trump knows how to insult people, but I think he's 100% right. Now's not the time to insult Putin because we're trying to bring peace here. Let's just, hey, everybody, there's two sides to this question. Let's bring peace.
Now, let me ask you on that point. Does he obviously perceives Russia as being the much stronger military economic power compared to Ukraine. He though knows that they have, Ukraine does, have these rare earth minerals that we need for computer chips, cell phones, all kinds of technology, automobile chips, that he said, hey, you know, we've given you guys under Biden in Congress, what is it, $200 billion. We want $500 billion in return in rare earth minerals. He's actually going to be moving American companies in there to mine these materials. This is a situation where he's leveraging for a good deal for America, but obviously he sees Russia as the more dominant force, the most dominant, more dominant of the two. That's why he's maybe placating to Putin right now. Is that what you're inferring here?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So I've read his book 15 times, Art of the Deal. I know exactly what his thinking is. So here's my other question. What will appease Russia regarding territory? Because they're always looking for more land and more people to be under their control. What do you see, a land division split? Is there going to be something changing the outline of the country as we know Ukraine to be?
I would think so. That Donbass region there,
yes.
Eastern, Ukraine. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Some purists, some ideologues, even good conservative people, no, we don't give in. We're not going to give in to Putin. It was an act of naked aggression. We're gonna demand all the borders be restored to where they were before he invaded, and basically we're going to totally humiliate Putin. Listen, that's just not realistic, and I don't think it's safe. Don't forget this, and just the way it is. He's Russia still has controls a large arsenal of nuclear weapons. You know
right.
What? You push If you believe that Putin's a madman, which I don't necessarily think he's a madman. He's a leader of his country, and he's a believer in what he's doing. He believes that the Ukraine is a part of Russia. Okay. But if he was a madman, and he's got his finger on the red button, would you want to corner put a madman in a corner and force him to – I mean, he's threatened to some measure to the use of it. If he's such a madman, hey, we might want to back off a little bit here. We don't want the war expanding. And we have to say to President Zelensky, who I'm not convinced is the greatest European leader since Churchill, but okay, some people are. What happened on Facebook that some of my Baptist friends were even arguing, Zelensky's great. Listen, he isn't. He was an actor. He wasn't all that moral. He wasn't, a lot of things. he wasn't as great as some people think he was, in my opinion. But I think he loves his country. I think he's a patriot of the Ukraine. But we have to tell him, look, you're going to be realistic here. You're going to have to give up some territory here. You want peace? Or do you want your country totally demolished, and then you want us to go in there and rebuild it? And that's the other thing that weaves through this whole story. NATO countries, United States stands strong. And some NATO countries saying, we want Ukraine to be a part of NATO. No, that's just not realistic. That would really provoke the Russians. Remember when the Soviets were building nuclear silos there in Cuba?
Oh yeah,
we blockaded it. Said, you're not going to do that. This is close to us. The Russians do not want a NATO country right on its border like that. They don't want it, and they really don't want it. Putin really doesn't want it, and I don't think it's a wise move to do it. President Trump understands. He's president of the United States. He's looking out for American interests.
Right.
That's all, and it's complicated.
So stop you on that point right there. It appears that we finally have all three leaders of these three countries finally looking out for what's in the best interest of their country. Trump's trying to do it for America, getting the $500 billion worth of rare earth minerals. Ukraine wants to preserve his country. Putin wants to expand. I've been told, and I've looked at the map, he primarily wants that little waterway, that little area at the south, kind of the eastern edge of Ukraine / Russia. He wants control of that port. Is that part of this land expansion, and is this really the main reason he's doing this?
Probably. He wanted all of the Ukraine, but this war was didn't turn out the way everybody predicted it would. Everybody
right.
predicted a quick Russian victory. Didn't happen. Okay. Did not happen.
Well, only because of $200 billion that came from us, along with military advisors and the equipment and all the things we've provided them. That's the main reason I think Putin's probably ticked off at us, because we assisted them in fighting him.
Well, I don't know. The Ukrainians
preventing him from winning.
The Ukrainians have fought bravely. I'm going to give them that. And
sure.
The Ukrainians, they want their independence. I give them that.
Sure.
But you know, excuse me, Ukrainians, we're Americans. Your interests are not identical with our interests.
Right.
Do you want us to risk expanding the war in World War III so you can keep all of your territory? Well, you Americans, President Trump, righteousness must prevail. We must teach this aggressor that you cannot invade a country and retain any territory. Let's say that we want righteousness to prevail here and justice. Is it worth a gigantic war? I'm just sorry. It's just not realistic. And that's what President Trump is doing here. That's why he's not standing up and right now and condemning Russia. Hey, you can't condemn them and then try to get them to the negotiating table and try to find some sort of peace.
Right.
And he doesn't want Americans over there. He's America first president.
Sure.
And to those that don't think his policy here between the Ukraine and Russia has been wise, and I get it. He does stuff a lot of times. He'll say stuff about Canada, you know, our 51st state, and call Trudeau governor.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't do that. And everybody gets all...
Well, it's funny. He got King Charles's attention. He's invited him back to Great Britain for a second unprecedented state dinner. I think primarily because of their relationship with Canada and how he wants to have a conversation with Donald Trump in his house.
President Trump is pro-America.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yep, absolutely. And these world leaders are finally having to deal with it.
Right.
Final segment of our conversation. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Impetoski. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of our history lesson. I'll let you wrap up your final thoughts, and then I got a couple of text message comments for you.
Okay, final thoughts. This conflict between Russia and Ukraine is complicated. It's got a lot of history behind. There's a lot of history here. And do I think that Putin did right by invading Ukraine? Of course not. That was aggression. Russia is the aggressor. But that said, he believed that this was ancient Russia, that the Russians and the Ukraine is just a part of Russia. He believed and always has been. Is that historically accurate? Well, not exactly, but it's not completely inaccurate either. I mean, there is history here.
Sure.
And and you can't view this, in my opinion, as Russia's the total bad guy and Ukraine is the total good guy. President Trump is simply trying to bring them together and bring peace. That's what President Trump's trying to do. And he's watching out for American interests, ahead of NATO interest, ahead of Polish interest, Ukraine, Russia, all of Eastern Europe. It's American interest. That's what he's elected to do. He's never hidden his agenda. It's America first. But I think he's doing a good job. And he's practical and he's realistic. You're going to hear that word a lot in this administration. Realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my summary.
Well, in that vein, Biden didn't do that. I mean, the leadership that Trump is bringing to the table, he's like, okay, guys, I ran on the fact that when I get in office day one, I'm going to end this war. Well, guess what? It happens to be Rusty Chatfield's birthday, the last day of February, February 28th. And guess what? It ain't done yet. And Donald Trump, he took office on January 20th. So he's looking at his watch. He's looking at his calendar past Chatfield, and he's going, wait a minute. I'm already a month and 8 days into my presidency, and I didn't end this thing on day one like I said I was going to.
Well, did you take him literally when he said that? I did.
Sure, absolutely.
I didn't take him.
Because here's what I'm saying. He picked up the phone, I guarantee that, on January 20th, and he called Putin, he called Zelensky, and he said, gentlemen, we're going to solve this. We're going to get this done. I haven't heard of any more money going to the Ukraine. Have you heard of Donald Trump sending any more money to Ukraine? I haven't.
Right. And that's why he is. And let me put it this way. We're closer to peace now than we were January 19th. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. But Donald Trump, you know, because of his book, I know when he says something and he says, this is the deadline, this is what's going to happen, he starts getting a little ticked off when things don't happen according to his schedule. And he said January 20th, day one, I'll pick up the phone and end this war. So bottom line, this has obviously been a priority. And like you say, because of all this European influence, France, the president coming to meet with Trump, Trudeau from Canada, all these other things that have been going on, he's been a little, busy, but at the same time, the clock is ticking. When do you think he's going to, after having Zelensky there today, when do you think we're going to possibly hear of movement, if not a complete ceasefire, a treaty, an end to this war? Just a guess on your part.
It'd be a total guess. I would say soon. Or Zelensky may say, no, I'm not going to do it. We're going to fight for Ukrainian independence. Okay, and then if he does that to President Trump, then he won't get much more American help.
Yeah.
And then
He's on his own at that point.
Right.
Well, then, and like what Donald Trump said the other day, he needs to negotiate this settlement because he may not end up with a country. Zelensky may lose the Ukraine to Russia, and they'll be expanded, consumed, and then Zelensky will be considered probably a threat to Russia and an enemy of the state. He might end up in prison.
Right.
Knowing Putin.
Who knows? Yeah, Putin's a strong man. He'll do whatever.
Absolutely. Well, I got your birthday reminder, even though I had it in my calendar. Mark Eby. He said, want to thank Pest Sheffield for doing the history lesson every Friday from 10 to 11. And many of your 1,000 listeners out there want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
So I got that in. And then lastly, we had some communication glitches on Sunday with your cell phone. Will Miss Annette be back this Sunday?
Should be. Yes,
okay.
He should be.
Good.
Well, last week.
Yeah, I figured everybody's got the crud. It seems like the crud is going around right now. So I was praying for her, and greatly appreciate you monitoring your phone to realize I had to call you back. For some reason, it completely dropped right in the middle of your open, and I had to call you back. So just kind of keep an eye on that. Make sure we're connected. I appreciate that. Final thoughts, anything you want to cue people up? What page in the Bible should they turn to for Sunday?
I'm going to continue with Elijah and the battle of the brook, where he was fed by the ravens, and then we'll continue on through that whole segment up to Mount Carmel.
Very good.
17, 18, 19.
Excellent. Randy Walker, the mailman there in Brutus area, his wife Teresa's birthday is today too, so you're in good company. So
good. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Great. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for the research, the history lesson, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Yes, sir. We'll see you on the radio from 11 to noon. If you want to hear Pastor Chatfield Church Services, we carry it as a public service from 11 to noon. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this.